You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
Good to be back here on a Tuesday from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. No game to preview at the end of the show, so we'll spend some more time with some of the guys that we have on the program tonight. Just had some good minutes with Tyler George, the fifth-year tight end. We'll talk to Chris Luma in a little bit. I hope Tony Graham's listening because we've got our local guy on tonight as well. Colts net kicker Eric Spillane, who has done a great job since taking over the kicking chores here. And Eric, you know, first of all, welcome to the show. It's good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
As you were walking over, I said the life of a kicker, you know. So I want to start with that rather than jumping into some game stuff. The life of a kicker always is probably jealous from everybody else on the team, right? I mean, you get to kind of show up at practice. Not that you're on your own timetable. I know that's not the case. But your practice is much different than everybody else's. So I want to go to a moment I had in the summer, one of the days I came up for practice. I see you, and I see Ryan Moore. You're walking around the track, bouncing the ball on the track, and hoping that it's coming back up to you. And I said to somebody, what are those guys doing? And the answer was, they're checking whether or not the ball, you know, is lopsided or there's anything wrong with it. I was like, whoa. In my second life, I want to come back as a kicker. So talk about what it's like to be a kicker on a college football team.
Well, it's definitely easy with this team because I know in high school I kind of felt like the outcast on the team. But the guys are good here about it. I definitely feel like a part of the team. They include me in everything. But then again, kicking is, you know, so much different than being a position player. There's so much technique involved. So my job at practice is to hone my technique and just become more consistent as a kicker.
So you start as a freshman, you know, you get involved and you have some good moments as a freshman. Last year, the same thing. And then on Saturday, now again, just like talking with Tyler about some of his moments from last weekend, hard to talk about in a loss, but you kick a field goal in the second quarter, a 38-yard field goal, kind of routine for you. It winds up being a record-setting field goal. You're 32nd in your career. You move past Fred Weingart for the top spot in Monmouth history. Do you know that after you kick it? Or did you know that you were right there, you know, one more kick, no matter when it comes, that I'm going to, you know, be the top kicker in Monmouth history?
I knew it was approaching. I didn't know it was exactly that kick. It's not something I was thinking about. Just trying to
get anybody to say, yeah, I know. I knew that this was it. This was my moment. But it is a great moment for you. I mean, now, and again, it's hard to talk about stuff like this in a loss, but it's there, you know. So a couple days later, have you had a chance to say, like, and I still have a whole nother year. I mean, I can set the bar so high that any kicker after me, it's going to be pretty hard to catch.
It's definitely an honor. Some great kickers have come through this program, and right now being at the top of the list is something I'm definitely proud of. But again, I think it's a testament to the guys up front blocking for me. I have a great holder and Craig Peterson and a great snapper and Evan Ruane. And of course, Coach Callahan giving me the opportunity.
Coach, you know, to get your take on it. I mean, as a coach, when you have kickers and punters kind of do off on their own thing, I mean, what you are anticipating from them is that not that they're on their own time frame, but that they are somewhat responsible, even though kickers are thought of as quirky guys that kind of do their own thing. I mean, they're left to themselves sometimes, but it doesn't mean that they're not doing anything.
Well, no, their technique is so specific, and they have to take a lot of time to hone those skills and perfect that technique. And, you know, no one knows better than they do, you know, what adjustments they have to make. You can look from afar, and Chris Damian, who works with Eric on our staff, you know, can look at his plant foot and see which directions it's pointing, or did he overstep or understep, and little things like that. But, and Eric, you can add to this. I think most of the time, Eric already knows that just by the flight of the ball and just how he hit the ball, or just, you know, how it was rotating after he hit it, you know. Did he step wrong? Was he pointing his foot in the wrong direction? All of those things.
It's a game of inches. It really is. If your plant foot is off, you know, by 2 or 3 inches, it can make a big difference.
I mean, do you know when you hit the ball, like, I got that one?
Absolutely.
Do you know when you hit that ball, oh boy.
Absolutely.
That's not good. Absolutely. I don't even want to. I mean, now take me through that moment, because I'm intrigued for whatever reason, Coach. Right. I'm intrigued by kickers because I think you guys are an interesting breed, and I do some high school stuff, and we talked to the kicker from Tom's River North on the show last week, and he hit a 45-yard field goal to win the game for Tom's River North, and he was all jazzed up, obviously. But after you miss a kick, is it a hard walk back to the sideline?
It is. I think that's something with experience. I've been able to handle it better. You just gotta forget it, because you know it's just gonna be more opportunities, and you know you have to go out there and make the next one.
In a lot of ways, it's like a golfer missing a putt. You know, they're analyzing what they did wrong, why it didn't go where they thought it was gonna go. And you've got to have a short memory in a lot of those cases, because there's going to be another opportunity, and it may come up very soon, and you can't be dwelling on the one you just did. You've got to analyze it, think about, all right, where did I go wrong here, fix it, make a note of it, and then start thinking about the next opportunity to come up.
Agreed, but the kicker has a bunch of 300-pound guys that he's got to walk back into.
Well, that's true, but here's the other thing that I think the casual fan doesn't understand. The place kick, whether it's a point after or a field goal, it involves more than just the person kicking the ball. It's a whole process that from snap to hold to placement to kick. And there's a lot of, you think about it, it's one of the only plays in football where three different players are touching the ball all within 1.2 seconds, and everything has to be exact for it to work.
And Eric, if it's 1.3, then it's not going to work. I mean, coaches said it's in 1.2 seconds.
We can live with 1.3.
We can live at 1.3.
1.4, no good.
No good.
Or 1.1 might not be any good either. If something happens too quick, it might not work either.
You've got to understand that the snap has to be exactly right. If the snap is a little bit off center, or back hips the holder, it takes him a little bit longer to get the ball, get his hands on the ball, spin it the proper way, place it on the spot where Eric is expecting the ball to go down with the correct tilt or how upright it needs to be. All of those things have to happen very quickly.
So you had a really good high school career at Colts Neck. You come here to Monmouth, and you have a punter that's older than you and Jack Daniels, who I would imagine, you know, you two guys establish a relationship, and I would think he kind of takes you under his wing a little bit.
Absolutely.
Now a couple years in, you're the old guy. You have a sophomore punter in Ryan Moore, who you established a relationship with last year, and you have Lucas Santangelo, who's done a good bulk of the kickoffs this year. What's your job now as the oldest guy of the specialists?
Really, I have more experience, obviously, so just taking them under my wing. And you know, Ryan's really done a great job this year. He's come a long way since last year. He's hitting the ball real well.
He has, yeah.
Lucas, he's improved leaps and bounds from camp. He's starting to hit the ball really well, and he can definitely tackle better than me. I know that for a fact. But my job is really just to be here for support. And
you miss kicking off?
I do.
You can be honest.
I do, absolutely. But I think Luke's doing a great job.
And finally, before we let you go, as a local guy, you know, you're one of several on the team. Is it difficult coming from Colts Neck to Monmouth, knowing there's not a whole lot of distance between you and home and you, having maybe a little extra pressure being a local guy trying to make it at the local Division I school?
I love it. I love being close to home. That was one of the selling features that made me go to Monmouth. So it's been a bonus. I love it.
32 field goals in his career with more to come. Already has made 7 so far this year. Eric Spillane here giving us a couple of minutes on the Coach Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Eric, it's always good to see you. Thanks for swinging by. Continued success the rest of the year. Keep angling coaches to say, hey, that's in my range. I would imagine that's got to be part of the talk every once in a while, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, good stuff. It's always good to see you. Congratulations on a good year so far and being atop the record books. I know that by the time you're done here after next season, that will be a pretty hard record for any kicker to come close to.
Thanks.
That's Eric Spillane, junior kicker from Colts Neck. We step out, take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll talk things over with fifth-year senior defensive lineman and captain Chris Luma, all after this two-minute pause. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
The Asbury Park Press brings the Monmouth and Ocean County sports scene to life. Only the Asbury Park Press covers local teams, players, and schools like the Monmouth Hawks, both on and off the field. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the press. To subscribe to the Asbury Park Press, give them a call at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are. If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist was an athlete who knows what it takes to get back in the game? At Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, all their physical therapists are former high school and college athletes who are focused on returning injured athletes to optimal levels of performance. That's why they're the official therapy provider for the Lakewood Blue Claws. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the technology, expertise, and motivation to get you back in the game without losing a step. With offices in Toms River, Manchester, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor, visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
First Atlantic Federal Credit Union is proud to be an official partner of Monmouth University Athletics. With conveniently located branches serving Monmouth and Ocean counties since 1935, it's easy to see why First Atlantic was voted the best credit union in the two counties. Visit FAFCU.com or talk directly to a team member at 732-380-3600 to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. Membership is open to all Monmouth University students, faculty, and alumni. Call today and ask about First Atlantic's special Hawk program, which features free checking and online banking.
Need to charter a bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Monmouth University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
We are back here from Jack's Goal Line Stand. Tuesday nights we do it from the West End, the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. A couple of quick programming reminders for you. Obviously, we do this each and every Tuesday night. No Monmouth game this Saturday. Hawks on the bye after the loss to Albany this past week. Monmouth at 3-2 right now, 2-1 in league play. Our last player segment of the night is fifth-year senior captain Chris Luma, who is a repeat guest after giving us some time last year as well. So I'm going to get into that real quick with you, Chris, because I remember you being on last year. I believe it was towards the end of the year. And you were talking about, well, do I come back for a fifth year? I'm not 100% sure if I want to do it. You're obviously back again. Talk about the decision that you made, I would imagine, towards the end of the school year after you met with your head coach. I would imagine talked over some stuff with your parents and said, hey, you know what? I want to come back and have my body beat on for another year.
Yeah, it was a lot of, I guess the thing that went through my mind was unfinished business. You know, I came here to college, to Monmouth, to get a ring, to get a championship. I knew at the end of the year, although it was disappointing, you know, the way we played at home and whatnot, I knew we had a really good team. We had a lot of guys coming back. We weren't losing a lot of guys. And I figured, what the heck, you know, I have fun one more time and, you know, bring another championship back to Monmouth. So that really kind of swayed my decision right there.
Now, you just teed up my next question, right? So you come back to get a ring, and there is a heck of a lot of football left to be played. How disappointing was Saturday to you?
You know, it's always easier talking about a win than talking about a loss right now, but it was disappointing. But it's another game. It's just that the only thing that loss means is if we're not in the driver's seat. You know, if we're winning, obviously we control our destiny. But you know, it's a loss. Albany was a good team. You know, we made some mistakes, and we got to bounce back. I mean, it's good. We got a bye week. The rest of the bodies up. We knew we got a few guys dinged up on defense, offense. So as much as it hurts, it's another game. You know, you got to win out, and I really think we can do that with the team we got.
You know, you'll have an interesting kind of game the next time that you come out against Cornell. So, Coach, I'll throw this one to you first, because we'll kind of use this last segment as kind of, hey, here's what's coming up a little bit. You get a break from the NEC. You get a bye week and then a non-conference game against a pretty good Cornell team, which apparently likes to throw the ball 100 times a game and might not run the ball.
70 anyway.
Might not run the ball once.
Right.
Good time. You said good time for the bye, but then factor that in with a non-league game. Good maybe to take a break from the whole conference structure for a little bit.
Well, what it does, in addition to allowing us a chance to maybe rest up a little bit, regenerate, heal up in the case of some of the injuries, it also gives us 2 weeks removed from NEC play while everybody else is going to be heavily involved in NEC play. A lot's going to happen in these 2 weeks. As we've seen every single year, there's a lot of surprises as the conference season unfolds, and it gives us 2 weeks away from that to kind of let that unfold a little bit, to refocus ourselves on where we're going and what we need to do to get there. And I think it all comes together at a really good time for us. You know, you mentioned quickly that, you know, Cornell, that, you know, liking to throw the ball. And, you know, that's one of the things that I'm excited about. I feel that, you know, our front seven on defense, and particularly our defensive line, has been playing tremendously well this year. And Chris is certainly a big part of that. You know, Chris Mike Upham, Brad Harris, Pat O'Hara, and the other guys who get significant time during the game as well, I think are doing as good a job in the defensive line as we've had in a number of years here.
And, Chris, you know, that leads us into the next thing. It's kind of a varied group, right? I mean, you have fifth-year senior in you. You have Mike Upham and Brad, who are both older guys. You have some younger guys who have worked their way into the rotation a little bit. So I think ultimately that's a good thing, right? I mean, you like to have different classes contribute for when you graduate and for when some other guys graduate, rather than have, you know, 7 fifth-year seniors who all play and then the cupboard is totally bare. It is a pretty balanced group this season.
Absolutely. That goes out to Coach Jackson right there, really preparing us. You know, like I said, you said, we have a lot of different guys, you know, a lot of different grades. We have some guys that came over from the other side of the ball. I know Josh Manowich comes in there. He's a good run stopper for us. That's all. I can't take any credit for that. That's all Coach Jackson preparing us every day. We hit the sled every single day. We hate it every day, but, you know, it's the repetition. It's what he drills into us, and, you know, it shows on the field, you know. Defensive line, especially, you know, playing in the middle sometimes, it's, you know, as opposed to playing in end, you get stuck in the trenches. You might not get all the glory, but, you know, I'm proud of what we're doing. We're freeing up, you know, some of our linebackers so Dan Sullivan can come in and, you know, make plays. And to be honest, I don't care about stats. I win first and second down. Nickel group comes out and it's three and out. You know, I'll do that all day long. So, like I said, Coach Jackson did a really good job preparing us. And, you know, a lot of guys, we have a lot of good attitudes and, you know, just solid players on the D-line.
Chris is referring to our defensive line coach, Juwan Jackson, who's done a terrific job with this group this year. And I could, again, I just want to, you know, credit Chris, Mike Upham, the guys in our interior have been very, very firm this year. One of the key reasons why our rushing defense has been so good and so effective.
You said, Chris, in the trenches a little bit, which makes me think that maybe it's not all that fun in there sometimes, right? I mean, but now you got a bye. At this point, you're 5 weeks in, you went through all of August, and now September. Are you ready for a break this week? I mean, is your body at that stage, like, you know, it's midway through a season?
It is, but it's also, you know, how bad do you want it? You know, if we didn't have a bye, I'd say, okay, let's strap up and get going. So, like I said, the bye helps. I could definitely use it right now. You know, we go against some big boys, but, you know, it's, you know, we put our hand down the ground and, you know, we want to kick the butt out of a guy in front of us. And that's just, it's what we're there for, you know, so.
How difficult will it be for the next couple of weeks or the next several weeks, if it has to determine all the way into November, for you guys to play the game that's in front of you? And what I mean by that is worry about the opponent rather than maybe scoreboard watch and say, hey, did anybody beat Albany yet? Hey, what's Duquesne up to right now? Because you've kind of lost your cushion in a way by losing on Saturday to Albany. I'm sure that you guys all know 2 league losses will probably be difficult to overcome with some of the quality. But you've got to win your own football games before you can really worry about what anybody else does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's a hard thing to do, especially the way the NEC goes, because as Coach Cal said, any week, I mean, you can go from leading the NEC and back down, and it goes up and down, you know. But it's up to, you know, the seniors, upperclassmen, the coaches, and keep everyone focused, which I think will. I think the loss... almost kind of was a good thing too, a rattler cage, and you know, now we know we have to well, not a good thing.
Let's stop short of saying it.
Maybe we'll rephrase that. Maybe we'll rephrase that for next time.
But I mean, you know, now we have to stay on our toes, you know, as opposed to being relaxed. You know, now we have to be ready, and we're going to get, from here on out, everyone's best game from here on out, because they're going to be fighting, too, to knock off Albany, to knock off us, so.
Some pressure tonight. Dad's here.
Yeah.
Listening to you, watching you.
Old man's here. It's cool. He actually just moved down here. I texted him. I wasn't expecting him here, so it was nice. It's cool.
That's good. You know, that's obviously really important. So one more question before we let you go. For a player. We talked about being on the bye. Do you miss not being in practice like the last couple days?
Yes and no. I don't know. So, I like practice.
So no, right?
Yeah,
no.
No, I honestly don't mind. I really don't mind practice. The way we have it structured and the way we do things, you know, we go out, it's business. You know, it's to the point. We get the job done, and, you know, you go out there working hard and it's cake, really. You know,
if there was a longer period of time, they might miss it. But they know it's, all right, I'm getting 2 days off.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go back at it for 2 days. Then I'll get 2 days off. Then I'm going back at it, for another week, and the season will resume. So I think they know they have this short respite, and hopefully they take it as just that, an opportunity to rest up, regenerate their body a little bit. We actually had a pretty good weightlifting session today, and then went out on the field and did a little bit of conditioning just to keep everybody active. And then we'll go back to football practice tomorrow.
Chris, it's always good to see you. Always well spoken. I love having you on, because anytime I've talked to you, even off air, what you are is honest.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Thanks.
Go enjoy the rest of the meal with Pops over there. We'll talk to you down the line. Continued success for the rest of the year. Finish up the year in your last college season with a lot of wins before you get out of here.
All right, thank you.
That is Chris Luma, fifth-year senior defensive lineman. We take one more quick 60-second timeout. We'll come back with some thoughts from around the NEC with Monmouth on the bye this week. This is the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, and you're listening on the Shore Sports Network.
Top It Frozen Yogurt Bar is the official frozen dessert of Monmouth University Athletics and the sponsor of Hawkstars, MU Athletics' new kids club. With two great locations at 638 Ocean Avenue in Long Branch and on Main Street in Freehold, Top It invites you to treat yourself nice today with their delicious frozen yogurt and fresh toppings. Present your game ticket at the counter and receive 10% off of your order. And keep your eyes open around Monmouth's campus for their new Yogurt Mobile, a fully functioning, on-the-go frozen yogurt supplier. Visit them online at toppitnj.com.
Join the all-new WOBM AM Clubhouse at WOBMAM.com and enter to win great prizes such as an Apple iPad 2, a Toshiba 50-inch LCD HD TV, a Keurig Platinum Brewer, $500 cash, and much, much more. So join the WOBM AM Clubhouse and play games, answer trivia, get prizes, all at WOBMAM.com. Powered by Meridian Health, taking care of New Jersey.
You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back here, last segment, just a couple minutes to go on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. You know, Coach, that was fun being able to have a little bit more time to talk to some of the older guys, fifth-year senior in Luma, fifth-year senior in George, junior kicker in Eric, who's been here for the last couple of years and been a starter. I mean, all guys that not only are important to the program, but well-spoken, you know? I mean, well-spoken and intelligent about the game and kind of have a good grasp of what's happening.
They do. They're very realistic. I think they're all great guys, and they're very grounded. They're great teammates. And it was good to have time to allow the listeners to get to know them a little bit and find out who these guys are. So many times they come to the game and they see a jersey number and it's got a helmet on and they don't really know.
There's no face.
No face. They don't know them as people.
Well, no face tonight either. At least there's a voice, though, to go along with it, right?
I tell them they all look good on radio.
Yeah, that's right. Take a look at the NEC scoreboard from last week, as the league has now started to take shape a little bit. In the next couple of weeks will be certainly interesting, and Monmouth will not play a league game until October 20th, which is homecoming against Bryant on a Saturday afternoon. So, Coach, we got a couple minutes here. Let's roll through it. Sacred Heart gets their first win of the year. They knock off Central Connecticut State at home in Fairfield, 34-21. So Sacred Heart now 1-3. and in league play 1-1. Central Connecticut State 0-5.
That's hard for me to believe. I think they have a little bit of a young team. I haven't really looked at what's going on with Central Connecticut yet because they're so far down the road. But that's a surprising record to me from where I thought they would be at the beginning of the year.
So we look now at the next game, which is Wagner, which now all of a sudden has a couple of league wins. They beat Central Connecticut State, which was the league's TV game a couple weeks back. They put two games now in a row and put him in the win column. Beat Bryant 31-21, and just like Central Connecticut State, Bryant is 0-5. We've talked about them a little bit. Maybe a surprise there that they have struggled as much, but what I would like to focus on in that game is Wagner starting to come alive.
Yeah, I think Wagner's starting to find their groove a little bit, and you know, quite honestly, I'm glad we played them when we did. I think it looks like they've got some things going. They threw the ball fairly well. Dosher had a pretty good game last week. Williams is running the ball very effectively. I think they can be trouble for some teams as we move forward here.
This was an extremely important game that was out in Pittsburgh last week. Duquesne knocked off St. Francis, Pennsylvania, 24-21. So Duquesne now undefeated in league play. They are 4-1. And even though this was a competitive game, maybe took a little bit of the wind out of the sails of St. Francis, Pennsylvania, which up until this point has been the surprise.
Right. They've been a big surprise. And that was a last-second field goal that they had to kick. Duquesne had to kick to get that win. You know, I've been impressed by what St. Francis has been doing. Their ground game, their rushing attack has been very productive for them this year, averaging over 275 yards on the ground without their starting tailback. We haven't had any crossover video with them yet, so I haven't had a chance to see them, but I think they have been rolling along. The loss to Duquesne may set them back a little bit, but I also got to look at what Duquesne's doing, and they're doing a heck of a job right now.
First win of the season for Robert Morris. They beat previously undefeated Lafayette 31-28.
Surprise game for me. I thought that Lafayette at 3-0 would go in there and come away with a victory. The game was played out in Pittsburgh. I know there were a lot of turnovers early, and Robert Morris jumped out to a 28-0 lead. And then had to hold off Lafayette in the second half. But that's a great win for Robert Morris at home against the Patriot League team. And, you know, it looks like maybe they're starting to turn the corner as well.
Well, some big games coming up on the schedule for Monmouth all the way through. No game this week. Back on the field on October 13th, a 12:30 kickoff at Cornell. We'll talk about that in great detail next week. Coach, enjoy the bye week and a Saturday afternoon off. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
I appreciate it, Matt. I'm actually going to go see my son play this weekend.
First time in a long time, right?
First time since he's been in college.
Well, there you go. Enjoy that one. Our thanks to Tyler George, to Eric Spillane, Chris Luma. For the head coach of the Hawks, Kevin Callahan, I'm Matt Harmon saying so long from Jack's goal line stand. This is the Kevin Callahan Mama Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Hawks Football Show on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and at shoresportsnetwork.com. Join us again next Tuesday when we broadcast live from Jack's Goal Line Stand in West End and talk Hawks football. For more on your Monmouth Hawks, visit gomuhawks.com and shoresportsnetwork.com.